My name is Eric Hirsch. I'm a Holocaust survivor.
Perhaps you could start by telling me your story, how you ended up in Auschwitz all those years ago.
I was born in a town called Sierad in central Poland, and I was just over 10 years old when the Germans came in. And afterwards, they used to catch people in the street, and they used to take us to work. Our school was closed because I was Jewish. We had no schooling anymore. And then made a Jewish committee, and then they eventually asked for men to be sent away for work to different camps. And one night, they came for my father, and he escaped. Then I had a brother who was 4 years older than me, and they took him as well. And he escaped. Then our door was kicked in, and they shouted my mother and the police. And they looked at me, and I was 11 years old. And I never thought that I would be taken. And they told me to get dressed and come with them. And I was taken to a camp near Poznań. And there were 2,500 men there working in the camp. And after 18 months, from the 2,500 men, there was only 11 of us left. I used to clean the camp commander's office and his house, and from time to time I could get a little piece of extra bread. So afterwards, when there was only 11 left, he sent 9 to another camp, and he said to me that I better go home because I'm too small to be sent to another camp. I did get home, and then I found out that my father was caught 6 months after I was taken to the camp. And we were at home for 2 weeks, and then the ghetto was liquidated in 1942, and 150 people were picked out. They took us to a church, kept us in a church. Eventually, there were 4,000 people without any food, water, toilet facilities for 48 hours. Eventually, they picked out 150 people, and I was one of them, and all the other people, nearly 4,000 people, went to Chełmno extermination camp. They gassed them there, and then they burned them. I was taken to lodge with 150 people, and then eventually went into an orphanage, lodge ghetto. The conditions were horrendous there. They gave us hardly any food, and it was a horrendous place. And I worked in a textile mill for the German war effort. And then in 1944, when the Russian army wasn't very far away from Lodz, they took us to Auschwitz. I was chosen out of 185 children. Only two were chosen to live, me and another boy. And I was Auschwitz for 6.5 months. And then the conditions were horrendous, and a human being meant nothing, killed so many people. And when the Russian army was nearing Auschwitz, we were taken out on the 18th of January 1945, and on a death march. It was minus 30 degrees and snow and winds and howling, and we had no food, and we just wore the striped suits and were frozen stiff. And eventually we did get to a train station, and were loaded on, taken to Buchenwald. That's near the city of Weimar. And there I was till the 7th of April, 1945. Once again, the loudspeaker came on, and our barrack was chosen to be taken out from Buchenwald with other barracks. There were about 3,000 men marched to Weimar, put onto open wagons, and shunted us around for a whole month. Rain, winds, hardly gave us any food. And we arrived in Czechoslovakia on the 4th of May, 1945. And we were taken into Terezinstadt. That was a ghetto in Czechoslovakia. And we're taken there, and 4 days later, we're liberated by the Russian army. And I did survive. 80, my family were murdered. Parents, brothers, sisters, uncles, cousins, everybody. After 3 months being in Theresienstadt, 30 girls and 270 boys were brought to England and to the Lake District for recuperation.
It's where you've remained in England ever since?
Yeah. Yes, I stayed in England and learned English, worked as an electrician and other jobs afterwards, but I stayed in England, yes. So that was my thing. And I found my elder sister. She escaped to Russia. And two years later, I found her. In 1947, I found her. And she was in Germany. And eventually she went to America, but she died about 20 years ago. So once again, I was the only one left from the whole family.
When you went to England, did you try and put what had happened to you into what maybe what you would call a Pandora's box, to store it away and try and move on? It must have been very, very difficult to do that.
It was very difficult, and I never spoke anything about it in 1995, when the Holocaust Museum opened up here in England, and the two brothers that met me in Harrogate here at the Air Force Base, they asked me where I came from and so on, and I told them, and I started talking to school children. I take twice a year young people to Auschwitz to show them what it was all about, and I give lectures in schools and universities. I wrote a book called A Detail of History, and that title came from the French man, Le Pen said, the fascist leader, that the Holocaust was only a detail of history, and I thought that would make a good title for my book. I also made a film called Arek, went around to all the high schools in England.
By doing that now, do you feel it's helped you, by taking people to Auschwitz, by telling your story? Has it helped you be more at peace with yourself, in a sense, to forgive?
No, it hasn't helped me, actually. It's a reminder. Every time I go there, it's a reminder of what I went through, what the place is like. It's not a good thing, but I do it because I think I've got to do it. It's important that these things should never happen again. So that's why I do it.
Having to go into something like that, I mean, it's quite unspeakable.
Exactly, yeah. In the beginning, I didn't understand what it's all about, and I soon learned, and I learned to be in the right place at the right time, and eventually it paid off that I got out, basically.
In other words, you learned to be a survivor?
In one way, yes. I moved to different areas, to different places, where I knew things are not very good. So I moved to one place or the other places, and I learned the hard way. Not that I did tremendous things, but I tried to survive all along on the journey right through. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. Many people didn't make it. Many people went to the gas chambers, and they were murdered and beaten to death and hanged and all sorts of different things. I've watched the most horrendous things any human being could see. I've had about 30 years of nightmares and waking up in the middle of the night and being scared and sweating and all sorts of things. But as time goes on now, it left me now. It's not very rarely it happens now.
How important is it that people like Pope Benedict speak out and remember those, remember people like yourselves, remember those who died around that time?
I mean, it's very important. He should speak out that these things should never happen again, because, I mean, he's got a lot of weight on to when he says something, the world listens, and it's very, very important to commemorate the terrible things which happened during the war. And I know he's been also in the German army, but he should speak out, and it's very, very important for him to say the right things. And I hope everything from now onwards goes right. I mean, we had problems in Rwanda and Darfur and other places. These things are still happening in Bosnia, and still man has learned very little in respect of that.